Hello, I'm Sarah Lusher, and I hope you're all well and welcome to this April-May 2021 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Gardens and nature fill the pages of this month's issue, and your readers, Kim Cleave, Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey, have been busy recording at home, so there's lots for you to listen to. Along with our regular features and contributors, we hear about Prince Philip's special bond with Sandringham, the secrets of Thetford's battle area. Bob Flowerdew talks about how nice it is to have roots. And there are two local legends, boxing landlord Jem Mace and superstar cricketer Bill Edrich, and some hive talking with a honeybee saviour. But first, here is BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, who looks back on a year like no other and considers how it has changed her and us.
A year ago, I wrote in this column about the seismic shock of lockdown, how the ground seemed to be shifting under our feet. So, as we start to come out into the daylight after such a tumultuous year, how have we all changed? I'm fascinated by how hard it will be to get back to normal, after being forced almost overnight to change our lives. I still get a bit anxious when I see people standing right next to each other or hugging in TV dramas. I remember spontaneously hugging a friend at an event in the weeks before the first lockdown, and then feeling awful about it. I long to hug again, but will I feel comfortable doing so? I have friends who booked holidays abroad as soon as the government announced the dates for the gradual lifting of lockdown. They're meant to be flying to Greece. I normally long for a bit of Mediterranean sun, but this year, probably not. Like many extended families, we've suffered grief, job uncertainty, loneliness, physical and mental health worries over the past year. My immediate family has also survived the horrors of homeschooling and the endless uncertainty about GCSEs. Everyone has found their ways of coping, whether it's by Zooming with friends, baking, or in my lovely neighbour's case, painting every room in the house. I've definitely got several more grey hairs, but the fact that it's not a whole headful is down to a few vital things, principally the support from friends and family. You certainly learn who you can rely on when the chips are down. When I was going through a particularly bad time after the death of my mother, my house filled with flowers and gifts. And there were those thoughtful friends who texted after seeing me present items on Look East that they knew must be hard. For example, people being able to touch loved ones in care homes again. I felt hugged, even if I couldn't physically be comforted. Our poppy Bonnie also continues to bring great joy. I've been shocked to read of the number of dogs that have been rehomed after over-enthusiastic lockdowners decided they couldn't cope with them after all. I can't imagine life without Bonnie, and she gets me walking. Finally, I made a decision to enrol on an MA course last autumn, and it's been the source of real mental satisfaction. I'm training to be a psychodynamic counsellor, something I've wanted to do for years but kept putting off. The pandemic made me think I should just do it, and I'm so glad I have. Getting back into academic study after 30 years is quite a big ask for the middle-aged brain, especially fitting it in around work and family. But I can feel those synapses sparking into life again. I'm also loving getting to know, if only remotely, a whole new group of adults with the same passion I have. So I have changed, for better and worse. While I haven't wanted to go to a large supermarket in a year, luckily Alex does that, there are so many things to look forward to, even if cautiously. I can't wait for my father to stay with us again. We may feel tentative or desperate to party, but either way there'll still be cause for celebration. I may not be jetting off anywhere, but for me it will be a real summer of love, as I'll be allowed to be close to all my special people once again.
Thank you, Susie, and I couldn't agree more.